You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on JFH.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Well, this is simply one of the iconic songs ever. My friend, My Way, from Frank Sinatra, chairman of the board week. We've heard him all week on the Drive, thanks to Bob and Luigi.
Should this have been last?
45th North and Woodlawn and Bel
Air. Tough call.
No, I think he's one more that's more iconic.
That song that we're playing, it wasn't a hit. It's only iconic because...
Yeah, it was iconic.
You know why.
Trust me, I lived through the time, okay? I know what's iconic. Max,
I'll
let's
put that
hear
on
the music
Twitter.
For NBA
We got a caller
recall.
Real quick we need to take.
We're going to play NBA Recall.
All right.
Let's hear the music. All right, here we go. You chose the 2009-10 season.
I did.
I've given you the Miami Heat. They were a good team in 2009-10. Bob McAdoo was an assistant on that team.
Decent.
I like that.
You should do fairly well here.
Well, I'm doing fairly well.
No, with this team that I have given you.
We'll start out with, now these are the eight
Marquette.
Leading scorers. I had a couple of guys who didn't go to college, Darrell Wright and Jermaine O'Neal, so they're not going to be included here.
Fair enough.
So I've had to go down a little deeper.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Dwayne Wade.
Marquette.
You think, you actually said that like you're
I said
proud
it before you asked it.
Who's next?
You've got the 84-85 Milwaukee Bucks.
That's one of my favorite teams ever.
Algonquin for the Great Land. Their leading scorer was Terry Cummings.
Terry Cummings played at DePaul.
Sure did.
Of course, he played here in the first Kansas-Illinois basketball classic, a game that for Kansas included Ricky Ross, Antoine Carr, David Peeler, amongst many others, Steve Reed. He may have been the second year. Terry Cummings played on a team that included Teddy Grubbs, Isaiah Thomas.
All right, let's move this along.
People listen for me to
no, they don't.
Tell them stuff. Next for you is Michael Beasley.
Kansas State, I'll say.
Ridiculously easy.
Oh,
all right, what do we got next?
Sidney Moncrief.
Sidney Moncrief played at Arkansas.
That he did.
I'm good. You get me in my wheelhouse, and I got it. Third for you, and it starts to get just a little tougher now. Udonis Haslam.
Florida. That's not hard.
Next for me.
Paul Pressey.
Tulsa. We are tied at three as we go to round four. And I did catch a glimpse of Ryan looking over with a look of, that guy's old, but he knows a lot. Is that pretty much the emotion that you felt? Yes, he says. Number four for you, Quentin Richardson.
DePaul.
Yeah, that one got you a little bit.
No, it didn't.
You will get one of the next four, so you better hope that
know if you'll get any of the next four.
Number four on the 19th, what year?
84-85 Bucks.
Who do we have?
Craig Hodges.
Oh, here's the school that jumped immediately into my head. UNLV.
Long Beach State.
Dang it. I knew it was out there in that. that's so upsetting. Next for you, Rafer Alston.
Where did Skip go? Skip to my Lou went to VCU.
No, not even close.
Where'd he go?
Fresno State.
Same deal.
All right, we go to what?
This is round five.
Yeah, bottom of five. You're four of five. I'm three of four. Who's up?
Alton Lister.
Oh, my God. I know these guys. Alton Lister. Seems like he went to Arizona State.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
Yes.
Stop the game. That is the most impressive.
Can we just say that was a pure guess?
No, it wasn't a pure guess. This brain functions at a high level.
I don't even remember where Rafer Alston went.
Next for you. We are tied now. Daquan Cook.
Daquan Cook went to Ohio State.
The only reason you know that's because he went to Ohio State.
Okay. You only know he went to Ohio State because he went to Ohio State.
Yeah, but you lived in Columbus for a little bit.
That's what we call begging the question.
Number six for me.
It is the great Ricky Pierce.
I can see him. Ricky Pierce. Ricky Pierce. It seems like he went to somewhere in the southern part of the United States. Am I right about that?
Sure.
Maybe in the state of Texas. Maybe in the Metroplex. Maybe he went to TCU.
Nope. He went to Rice.
Darn it! But you see what I'm doing there.
Sure. You didn't think I'd get Daquan Cook, right?
Oh, I thought you'd get Daquan Cook.
He should have been a better NBA player. I'm disappointed.
Ricky Pierce, that was a good guess.
Well, you got stars up and down the line for this
James
club.
Jones.
I don't know. Xavier.
Miami. I can tie it here in the bottom of seven. And no way you get number eight. So,
well, there's no way you get number eight.
What's number seven?
Mike Dunleavy, who we've had
South
on
South Carolina. We are tied as we go to round eight. I am on a one-game winning streak. The winner picks the game next week. And it doesn't just have to be NBA recall or who sang it. It can be a brand new game.
Sure can.
Number eight for you, the great Carlos Arroyo.
Carlos Arroyo went to New Mexico State University.
Not even close.
Where'd he go?
Florida International.
Well, we may come to a standstill here, because I know you're not going to get Paul Thompson.
Paul Thompson?
Yeah.
Never heard of him. I honest to goodness have never heard of Paul Thompson. Seems, though, the name would indicate that he's of Norwegian heritage.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. That he may have gone somewhere in the state of Wisconsin. I'll say Wisconsin.
Well, that's pretty much it. No, he went to Tulane.
Well,
shocker opponent, Tulane.
I guess we have a tie then. I'll tell you what. We don't have time.
What?
If we were just sitting at home, we don't have time. We got to keep a radio
what
show.
What were you going to say?
I'm not doing
just
anything.
Just say it.
Let's get to the phones. Gary, thanks, Max, for the. We have a tie.
No tie.
In this week's edition. Gary, you're on the show. How are you?
Well, hey, this is perfect because I was going to ask you, Bob, since you got Sidney Moncrief right, which would be the absolute easiest one to get from Arkansas that particular year. But you can break the tie, let's say, if you get this one right.
Go.
What were the other two players that were known as the triplets that played at Arkansas with Sidney Moncrief?
Oh, boy. Why do you do that to me?
Todd Day and Lee Mayberry.
No, that's not correct.
I know, they were later, but those are the guys for me.
God, that is so bad.
Well,
let me think for a second.
Yeah, look it up.
Let me look it up. Who are they?
Ron Brewer and Marvin Delph.
I would have guessed Ron Brewer. I completely forgot about Marvin Delph. And you're right. Sidney Moncrief was definitely the best of those three players.
He absolutely was.
Thanks, Gary.
That
brings back some good memories of when Arkansas was pretty viable.
They've been viable for most of my life.
No, they haven't.
They won a national title.
Yeah, but that was not. They haven't been very good lately.
Been okay.
Who coached that team with the triplets?
Paul Pressey.
Paul Pressey, he's younger than those players.
Jack Pressey.
Eddie Sutton.
What were you going to suggest to break the tie? Can you at least tell me what it was going to be?
No.
Just tell me.
I've already forgotten.
Oh, God.
I don't like
Give
playing.
Me number 11.
Nah.
I want to break the tie.
I don't even have that screen on my computer anymore.
Pathetic.
How about that?
We'll call that a win
Where'd
for
Paul
me.
Where'd Paul Westfall go to college?
Pepperdine.
Wrong. USC. Now give me one. And by the way, he's a great player. Give me another comparable player.
Vashawn Leonard.
Vashawn Leonard?
Yeah.
DePaul.
No, he went to Minnesota.
You're kidding.
No.
All right, let me think of some. Steve Stepanovich.
Illinois.
Missouri.
I was close.
Give me one.
Man, this is... Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh?
Yeah.
Clemson.
No, he went to Georgia Tech. You're terrible at this.
I hate this game. Let's take a break, Max. Get me out of this. I don't know if that was good radio or not.
It's fine. It's a Friday.
I really don't know. My goal is to have good radio. I'm not sure we met the standard.
Hit and miss sometimes.
Back in a minute with five questions. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.